Welcome to the What Really Happened radio show. The history the government hopes you never learn. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show. We're going to go to the phones here. Ethan in New Mexico. Aloha, Ethan. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hey, Mike. Hey, I've been thinking about this. I got started on this stuff years ago with the Kennedy assassination. I've seen so many of these incidents over the years, and they all come out of the same cookbook. It's the same dish they keep serving up over and over again. They have, you know, they have the doubles. They intimidate the witnesses. They have decoy bombs. I mean, it's the same thing over and over again, like the same cookbook.
Yeah, they can't come up with a new idea. They're still playing the game by the rules that worked at the height of the Cold War in the 1950s and 1960s. And they apparently just don't get that the information environment around them has changed dramatically. And they're unable to evolve to meet the new reality, and that's why ultimately this government is going to go extinct. They can't adapt to the new reality that they are no longer able to lie to the people with impunity the way they used to be able to.
Well, I'm looking at a picture on a website of the, I'm going to send this to you, of the boat, you know, with the blood on the deal that goes over and protects the tires. And I'm looking at the hatch at the top of the boat, inside the boat, and the only place I can see any blood is there on the outside of the boat.
Well, I'm not sure that that would necessarily rule out, blood inside the boat that is simply out of view of the camera.
But how do you get from where he was in the boat to over here with absolutely no blood whatsoever from a neck wound?
Well, again, yeah, the neck wound does seem to be suspicious, and apparently his mother is now saying they took his voice away so he couldn't defend himself, which I think the reason they didn't kill him outright at the boat was a fear that it might spark global riots the way the Benghazi false flag did.
It's just, the whole thing is so frustrating. You're right. The only way they seem to be able to, this is the gang that killed Kennedy. All this stuff started on November 22nd in this country. It's been crazy ever since. I remember that pretty well.
Mm-hmm.
But anyway, I'll talk to you later, Mike.
All right. Thanks an awful lot. And let's see. No more callers on the line here. So we're looking at all this stuff going on, and I'm putting up a bunch of new stuff at whatreallyhappened.com related to the black packs, the backpacks. The official story is that these two brothers walked into the marathon and they put down these backpacks that were black. Remember, they've shown the remains of the backpack that contained the bombs, and they are black. The younger brother's backpack was white. It's seen in the photos. There is a little square emblem on the remains of the backpack that held the bomb that matches exactly a backpack that was seen on the back of one of these men in the black and tan uniforms. And in the photos after the bombing, one of the gentlemen no longer has his backpack. So it's, again, more and more evidence. This is why Obama was out there last Friday saying, don't look at the facts for yourself. We'll tell you what to think. Really? And now, of course, they're just reporting the Senate is going to have closed-door hearings on the FBI's handling of this. And I'm sure they're going to be screaming in there, boy, you got us into a heck of a mess this time. How are you going to get us out? All righty. So phone lines are open again, 800-313-9443. We've got a little bit less than an hour left. I got a bunch of other stuff I got to cover, including the latest actions on the grabbing of your guns and Obama's executive actions, and the stuff is just accelerating. I have enough material here to do a four-hour show today. All right, so we're coming up on a commercial break. Phone lines are open, 800-313-9443. We will be right back.
Ground beef, eggs, butter, cheese, soup, sandwiches, strawberries, ice cream, coffee, and more. What do these foods have in common? They all come in storable, long shelf life food for you to save and use in uncertain times. Rather, if it is a meal or a snack, for a family or just yourself, CampingSurvival.com offers a huge variety of storable food for you to be prepared anytime. Go to CampingSurvival.com to order all your food. Eat today, save it for tomorrow, or store it for years to come. CampingSurvival.com sells healthy, nutritious, storable food in number 10 cans and pouches. Order online today at CampingSurvival.com. Use code FREEDOM and receive 5% off. CampingSurvival.com. Remember, save 5% off with code FREEDOM at CampingSurvival.com on all your prepared food needs. Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we have been building our online store. While we have been focusing on bringing you the best talk show host in the country, here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we also want our listeners to have products they can use every day and in times of emergency. We have added new products each week to our store. Your support of this network, plus products at the best prices, is a win-win situation. Check out our new store. Go to our website, republicbroadcasting.org, and click on the online store located at the top of our website. Together, we can continue to grow RBN and help our listeners prepare for the future. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on our online store or call us at 1-877-605-9200.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
We the people, in order to form a more perfect union, establish justice, ensure domestic tranquility, provide for the common defense, promote the general welfare, and secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our...
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show here. And Press TV is out there saying this is the most obvious false flag attack yet by the United States. And boy, they got that right. They have that one right. False flags are a fact of history. Every tyrant that wants to start a war starts it with some kind of a lie, a fraud, or deception. Whether it's Adolf Hitler sending his people to attack the radio station at Gleiwitz to frame the Poles for it, the Reichstag fire blamed on the communists. That's how wars get started. 9/11 blamed on Arab Muslims. And it goes on and on. And last week, right after Boston happened, and it became obvious this was just another one of these propaganda operations by the U.S. government, I made the comment they had to be really desperate to try a stunt like this in this post-Saddam's nukes skeptical climate. And the disaster they are facing right now is that you have 300 million Americans who are out there looking for reasons not to believe the official story. And you need to remember something very important about propaganda. It's not designed to survive critical analysis. It's there to give people who don't want to think about what's going on a reason not to think about what's going on. But we don't have a nation full of people who don't want to think too closely about what the government is doing. We have a nation of Americans who are very concerned with what the government has been doing relative to the wars, relative to Wall Street, relative to Israel. They know they were lied to about Saddam's weapons of mass destruction. They know they were lied to about 9/11. Nobody wants to be made a fool of yet again by the United States government. And whoever thought that this latest hoax in Boston had a chance of succeeding, they got to be on SSRIs to have thought that they were going to get away with this one here. All righty, let's see. Getting back to other things, and again, back out here to the rush to war. Taiwan is staging live fire drills near the contested Spratlys. The French embassy in Tripoli was hit by a car bomb, so I guess the Libyans are not happy with their new U.S. puppet regime or their new private central bank issuing the public currencies a loan at interest. We were talking before about the lack of oil infrastructure development in the United States of America. Saudi Arabia and China are partnering to build a gigantic new oil refinery. They're going to be doing business directly, not go through the U.S. dollar. The petrodollar is on the verge of collapse, and it will take the U.S. economy with it. Physical gold and silver shortages are accelerating. The premiums to buy and sell physical are going right through the roof. There is this huge disconnect between what you're being told the spot price is based on the paper contracts and what it's really going to cost you or what you can really gain buying and selling the physical. Asians are buying physical gold. They've driven gold demand to a 30-year high. There are runs on silver and gold all over the place. Now, over at King World News, Jim Sinclair is now reporting that private gold investors are being told by the banks that they can't get their gold out. We already know that the Bank of France, Bank of England, New York Federal Reserve are telling nations like Germany and Venezuela, it's going to take us a little time to get your gold back. We got to go invade some nations in Africa and get their gold. We'll get it back to you somehow. Now we're hearing that investors who had their personally owned gold bullion in the banks of Switzerland are being told they can't get it back out. The bank is refusing to give them their physical gold, saying it's because of anti-terrorism and anti-money laundering laws. So there's a gold run going on. They're trying to dodge it, duck the issue by saying, oh, it's illegal for us to give you your gold. No, it isn't. If that's your physical gold on deposit in that bank, they already know ahead of time it's not the result of money laundering. So what you need to understand with all this talk, with what happened in Cyprus, what's getting ready to happen in Canada, anything you have in the bank can and will take from you. They'll refuse to give it back when you ask for it. They are desperate. They are robbing their own depositors. And they're going to say, oh, it's legal. It's the law. It's all right. That's nonsense. Just because something's the letter of the law doesn't make it right or moral. Everything the Nazis did was the letter of the law. If that made it okay, why did we invade? Over at Investment Watch blog, they're basically out there saying that the silver crash was planned to save J.P. Morgan, because they oversold their silver futures contract, and they needed to buy silver back on the cheap to make good on those. If you have not seen that three-part video, The Secret History of Gold, you need to go back and look at that, where they're talking about how these private central banks, New York Fed, Bank of England, Bank of France, leased out gold, rented it out to the gold brokerages. So they can say, yes, we still have your gold. It's just rented, but we still have your gold. But now they can't get it back. One of the bankruptcy trustees for the MF Global disaster is suing John Corzine and other executives for gross negligence in the lead up to their collapse. Remember, Obama can stop all the federal investigations. He can arm twist the state investigations so no criminal charges are brought against the bankers, but he can't stop the civil lawsuits, and they are piling up. Over in the Eurozone, their debt levels have reached a new record high. And we know why. When you have a private central bank issuing the public currency as a loan at interest, by design, the aggregate debt grows faster than the aggregate money supply. It's a one-way street into debtor's hell. And it is designed that way. And so you see all these government officials saying, oh, the debt's going, we have no idea what's going on. Yes, you do. You know exactly what's doing it. Remember, after Woodrow Wilson signed the Federal Reserve Act that brought the third private central bank to enslave the American people, he wrote in his own diary, I have unwittingly destroyed my own country. These politicians know what they've done, and they know why you're angry. And it gets even better. Okay, apparently, the study that defended the policy of austerity was flawed. The spreadsheet on which all of this was based, that if we cut spending to the people, that somehow the banks will survive, turned out to have mistakes in it. Bad assumptions, outright errors in the formulas. And of course, behind all of that, they missed a basic truth. If you cut spending to public services, those public workers are out of a job and no longer paying tax revenues. They have no other jobs to go to. And that's why, despite austerity, despite the haircut, Cyprus is now looking at, last figure I heard, was 17 billion euros shortfall to balance their books. I think this spreadsheet was created more with wishful thinking, trying to find a way to make it all look like private central banking can work. And their belief clouded their reason, their objectivity. And now it's come out, they just flat out made mistakes on that spreadsheet. And national fiscal policy all across Europe was set from that erroneous spreadsheet. Untold amounts of suffering, hunger, starvation, joblessness, loss of property, loss of bank deposits, all based on that spreadsheet error. They screwed up, or they were deliberately lying. Either way. Meanwhile, over in the sane part of planet Earth, BRICS is showing more and more strength. And over at Blacklisted News, they have an article about how the BRICS nations, Brazil, Russia, India, China, and South Africa, have formed their own development bank, their own central bank based on value-based currencies and owned by the BRICS nations, not by private bankers. And it is now being perceived as a threat to U.S. global economic dominance. That's why they're making bad mouth and stink face at Russia and China and all these other countries. Private central banking is a failed system. It is dying, and it is taking every government that sold its soul to the private central banks down with it all at the same time. Our task right now is to prevent these nations from incinerating the rest of the planet in their death throes. Oh, the private central bank scheme is collapsing. They're going to hate us. Well, we'll just blow up the entire world, and that way nobody will be coming after us with torches and pitchforks. Over at CyprusMail.com, article No Justice Where Might Is Right. And they're basically saying they're in a situation where the banks are taking depositors' funds because they can. And any idea that this is right or just or fair is a complete illusion to try and gull the gullible public that this was the right thing to do. And it isn't. It's theft. Remember that old saying, the easiest way to rob a bank is to own one? That's exactly what they did. Over in Germany, the brand new anti-euro political party has already reached 5% of the general population, which is a threshold that allows it to go out and do more fundraising and to be included in certain elections. It may be a game changer for the coming elections. We'll be right back.
What will you do without freedom? That's the question the American Freedom Party is asking as a high-tech surveillance state continues to be constructed in the one-time land of liberty. Through methodical gradualism over many years, the United States has been hollowed out economically and morally. The Republican Party is little more than a partner in crime to the open globalism and cultural Marxism of the Democrats. Both parties support the offshoring of American industry and jobs, open borders, endless wars of aggression all over the world, and slavish obedience to Israel and to the banksters and gangsters of Wall Street. The American Freedom Party is guided by the sole principle of supporting what's good for America and Americans. The American Freedom Party rejects the archaic liberal conservative paradigm in favor of an outspoken advocacy of freedom and liberty that rings true to America's traditional values and way of life. The hour is late, but America can yet survive and begin to thrive again if enough Americans act to regain their freedom. The alternative is too bleak to contemplate. Learn more about the American Freedom Party by going to AmericanFreedomPartyInfo.us. That's AmericanFreedomPartyInfo.us.
There are many water filters to choose from, but there is only one system that is consistently customer rated 5 stars as the number one system for effective filtration of fluoride, radiation, drug residues, heavy metals, a wide range of radioisotopes, and more. Introducing the PureFect Ultra, the next generation water filter that also raises alkaline pH, improves antioxidant potential, and has advanced anti-radiation technology. All while using no electricity. Sold worldwide, it provides virtually instant clean water on demand. It is not made in China, and the shipping is free to all 50 states. Buy your PureFect Ultra today by visiting PureFectFilters.com or call 888-891-4821. Again, that's 888-891-4821 or visit PureFectFilters.com.
Now more than ever, killing many viruses and bacteria in our homes and at work is important. With the flu epidemic running rampant, you need to protect yourself and your family the best you can with purified air. Our air purifiers not only kill many viruses and bacteria in the air, but on surfaces too. Our air purifiers will also kill molds, fungi, mildew, oxidizes chemical fumes and toxic gases, removes dust, pollen, pet odors, and smoke. We have portable units, HVAC and industrial size units. In our homes today, protect your family the best you can by calling 1-877-605-9200 or go to our online store at republicbroadcasting.org. Call today to receive your 10% off and free shipping on any home unit. 1-877-605-9200.
Call me, U.S. Steel, 21st Century Fox soundbite that gives a damn what's true or false, long as it leans to the right. Add a token liberal, pretend I'm fair. I've been before some sex appeal. I'm busy oiling up the corporation wheel, and they call me U.S. Steel.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show here. We got a caller on the line, Noel in Washington. Aloha, Noel. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Aloha, Mike. How are you doing today? I have a few questions for you. I've been watching the Senate, and they're still debating the online sales tax, and I hope your callers will call their senators and try to stop this bill. And also, I was wondering if you ever heard of a company called Carrot Bars that goes by gram weight. Would that be good for physical gold, or get the physical gold?
Oh, you have to get the physical. At this point, the paper contracts are completely worthless. They're flooding them onto the market to keep the gold prices down. We're hearing about all these shortages. We're hearing about banks unable to return physical gold to its owners, whether they're nations or private citizens. At this point, the paper contracts have to crash. We're hearing rumors of an impending COMEX default. This whole thing is coming apart.
So how long do you think we have until this coal economy goes down?
It could happen at any minute. I mean, they're basically getting along with fraud, deception, and cheating. But again, that can't last for very, very long. And when you have nations asking for their gold back and they can't get it, Yeah, there's going to be a sudden break. Something's going to happen, and the whole thing's just going to fly apart.
Yeah.
I don't really know when. I seriously doubt that the United States and the Federal Reserve, as we know them today, are going to make it to the end of the year. In fact, you know, I would say it's an even money bet if they'll even make it into summer.
Well, I hope the Fed goes down. They need to, along with Chase.
All of these private central banks need to go down at the same time, so there will not be a nation with a private central bank starting this whole sick scam all over again. Up until this point, if you go back and you read that article about all wars are bankers' wars, because these private central banks were not linked together globally, any time a country kicked out the private central banks or a private central bank collapsed, the other nations with private central banks would step in and force that nation back to the private central bank. Just like the Rothschilds did when the charter for the first bank of the United States expired in 1811, and they literally threatened the United States Congress, if you don't renew our charter, you will be in a war. That, of course, led to the War of 1812.
Isn't the Chase, the Federal Reserve charter, coming up this year?
No, when the Federal Reserve Act was originally passed, it had a 100-year charter. Unfortunately, in the 1930s, Congress amended the charter to make it open-ended. Now, Congress can at any time vote to rescind that charter, but of course, because the Wall Street financial money junkies are the most generous of campaign contributors, they're not going to do that. But Congress could rescind that charter with a single vote. The president could invoke his presidential authority and tell the U.S. Treasury to start issuing a parallel currency the way Lincoln and Kennedy did. Again, because anybody who stands up to these private central bankers gets killed or a war started, they're understandably a little reluctant to do that.
So I've been listening to your show for quite a while, and I was wondering who the money junkies are. Is that like Goldman Sachs and all the Chase and Citigroup Group and Wells Fargo, those banks?
It's the money junkies. My definition of a money junkie is somebody who wants money so badly that they will lie, cheat, steal, commit fraud, kill to get it. Now, again, I want to be very clear. I don't have a problem with people becoming rich. I wouldn't mind being rich myself. We look at people like a Steve Jobs, who came up, helped with Steve Woz, came up with the Apple II computer and became very rich from that. We look at James Cameron, who's become very wealthy because he makes these wonderful movies that we all voluntarily give our money to purchase the movie tickets and the DVDs. These are people we can admire. That's capitalism at its best. Money junkies are people like Bernie Madoff, who was already rich beyond dreams of King Midas, but he still had to have more, where he went out and he started this little Ponzi scheme that cheated his own investors out of $65 billion. That's a money junkie, an addict, where that money, the acquisition of more money, is the all-consuming passion of their lives. And
that would be George Soros also.
Sorry?
George Soros.
Obviously he loves his money and he does a lot of manipulation, but I don't know that he's actually stepped over the line into Bernie Madoff territory. But again, the whole idea of the federal government, as envisioned by the founding fathers, was to stand as an arbitrator between the needs of the general population and the desires of the wealthy corporate interests. And in our case, the government has completely gone over to serving the financial corporations, and that, of course, is the definition of fascism.
Yeah, they have. That's really sad.
Yes.
Cool. Thank you, Mike.
All right, thanks an awful lot for the phone call. And we're going to grab Michael in North Carolina. Aloha, Michael. Welcome to the show. We're probably going to have to take you through the coming commercial break. What's on your mind?
All right, Mike. Bernie went to jail, but the banks are too big to go there.
Bernie went to jail because he cheated his own kind. I remember the headlines that came out. How could he do this to his own people? And all the other bankers, though, they've never been arrested. Everybody behind the mortgage-backed security fraud is still out there doing what they do. LIBOR scandal, nobody got arrested. Obama literally went to the 50 states' attorneys generals and said there will be no criminal investigations of Wall Street. And that's basically... We got to take a break for commercials. Michael, stay there. I'll come back to you after these words from our sponsors.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. The because you can handle the truth.
If you would like to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing itself from anything out of balance concerning cardiovascular or diabetic circulation problems, then this might be the most important ad you'll ever hear. It is possible to acquire a 100% organic nutritional supplement for a healthy heart and circulation, which works. It is extremely effective and starts to work within days. For a long and healthy life, order today by calling 866-295-5305. 866-295-5305. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Order online at heartandbody.com. That's heartandbody.com.
American gardeners and fellow patriots, make the right choice with your money, time, and your family food supply. Choose 100% pure heirloom seeds in the Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. Why spend more? The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com is only $37.95 and includes 20 varieties of pure, hardy, easy-to-grow heirloom seeds. Yes, only $37.95. That's 70% less than our competitors. You could buy three Survival Seed Vaults for less than one of theirs. The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com includes detailed planting and seed saving instructions and ships same day. Plus, all orders over $49 ship free. MyPatriotSupply.com is American owned by patriots like you, passionate about freedom and preparedness. Call now, 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Or discover more emergency preparedness items when you order at MyPatriotSupply.com. Choose the original. Choose the Survival Seed Vault at MyPatriotSupply.com.
With financial uncertainty circling the globe due to job losses, decline in the housing market, a climate of corruption, bailouts, currency rigging, and unfair competition, many are once more turning to precious metals as the only hedge against the uncertainty of the future. With the U.S. House conducting hearings on proposals to confiscate workers' personal retirement accounts, including 401ks and IRAs, this is the time to secure your assets. Call Republic Trading Group today, 800-691-7898, before this happens, and find out how easy it is to convert your existing IRA and in some instances your 401k plan into real wealth now. Don't let the ravages of hyperinflation caused by the massive increase of fiat currency now flooding world markets affect your retirement account. Call RTG at 800-691-7898 and experience the security and peace of mind that only real gold and silver can offer. That number again is 800-691-7898. Call now.
We are living in dangerous days, and I am frightened by what you say. It chills right to the core, this talk of holy war.
And welcome back to the show. Paying attention to a lot of things. We're going to go back to Michael in North Carolina. Would you just sort of pick up where you left off?
Sure. Just want to mention a few things. One of the things you were talking about, propaganda, and I used to teach a four-day lesson on propaganda because I thought it was so important to just realize that there's another truth out there. Like, you can't look at one viewpoint and make a determination. You have to look at two and three and four viewpoints.
Mm-hmm.
So now we come to this situation in Boston. One quick comment about that. I don't think people utterly realize what just happened. I don't think they can put their heads around it. 1.2 million people were just put on lockdown by state, federal, local, and military. That's amazing to me that that can happen in this country.
Well, that appears to have been one of the objectives, to sell us a new normal, that in addition to having our crotches groped at the airport and our luggage looted by TSA, I mean, there's an uncontrollable theft problem going on there, getting scanned with these cancer-causing machines, email read, all of that stuff to get us used to that kind of... Nazi Germany did exactly the same thing to the German people. Get them used to the idea of constantly being touched, investigated, looked at, strip searched, and that's the new normal. And there was a video that I put up at whatreallyhappened.com, and it's laced with profanity. It's this young lady just talking about all these people screaming USA, USA after their constitutional protections had been stripped from them. And she's, what is wrong with those people? And she's absolutely right. This is not what America is supposed to be.
Yeah, it's stunning. It's one thing to, you know, try and defeat criminals. I mean, I get that. I understand that. But he was one guy, and you locked down one of the biggest cities in the United States of America.
And you know what's even more absurd? You know what's more absurd? You know, the younger kid was found in the boat by just a neighbor who was out there, out back, having an afternoon drink. And she called the cops. All of this lockdown, they didn't find him. They had, you know, an ordinary citizen said, I think I saw somebody go into this boat. That was it.
It's, man, this one's really hitting me. This one's hitting me pretty hard because, and then the article that you had read and I had read also today that Bloomberg says the Constitution needs to be altered.
Well, they started flying those trial balloons about a month and a half ago. Was in the New York Times, on CBS, and they were out there trying to sell. Would the American people go along with the end of the Constitution and the Bill of Rights? And of course, overwhelmingly, Americans say no. That Constitution is the contract with America, and you will abide by it, or you can resign, and those are your only two options. Remember, the entire authority of the federal government over the nation rests on that Constitution. If the Constitution is gone, so is the legitimacy of the federal government.
And that's a point I constantly make, and, you know, and again, I've asked the question of many people, why does the Constitution exist? And they will tell me, well, there are rules we have to follow. And I say, no, they are not rules you have to follow. They are rules the government has to follow.
That's exactly right.
All right, sir, you have a good day.
All right, thanks an awful lot there. We're going to switch over to Kyle in Pennsylvania. Aloha, Kyle. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hey, Mike. Well, I wanted to talk about first the court proceedings being held in a hospital for the supposed Boston bomber, where he couldn't speak, he had to simply nod, and just what an absolute farce that is.
Mm-hmm.
And that, to me, is probably one of the most disgraceful mockery farces that our government has ever done. I mean, that's the terms in a court of law. Not while you're drugged up on a bed surrounded by judges, FBI agents, police, and attorneys.
And no lawyer.
I mean, that's, you know, and it's, they're holding it up like it's some, oh, look at us. We follow the rules. He's lucky he's not in a military tribunal. You know, look at us. We're such good people. We follow the law to the letter. Come on,
you know,
man.
With that whole story, I'm going to let you come back and complete your thought here, but that whole thing about having the court proceeding in his hospital room, if you have not seen it, because it's getting to be an older movie now, Terry Gilliam did this wonderful movie called Brazil that, along with V for Vendetta, is something you probably ought to be looking at right now. And Terry Gilliam had a huge, huge fight with Universal Studios over the director's cut, and it led to them basically parting of the ways. And the version that went out in the theater was very much toned down. If you can find the director's cut, it includes this amazing scene after they've grabbed this guy and they put a hood over his head and they've got him in a straitjacket and on this little metal frame where they can simply hang him on this assembly line and just sort of drag him by. And there's this wonderful scene where the assembly line is going past all these officials who are informing him of his legal rights and the rest of it. And all the accused can do is go, and, you know, they're just going through the motions to make it look like there's still some kind of civil protection. And the instant I heard about this arraignment in the hospital room, that scene came back to me. But it's only in the director's cut. It was never allowed in the theatrical release.
My thought is, why don't we just have Judge Dredd ride up on his motorcycle, declare the guy guilty, put three of them, and call it a day?
I think that's what they did with Tamerlan.
Absolutely. They didn't even give him they found him guilty before even questioning him, and they put that, It put that man down. There's no doubt about that.
Absolutely. Witness, the police SUV ran him over, and then they shot him. And now, of course, we've got the video proving he was the naked guy who was arrested and put in the car in perfect health. British press has now outed the driver of the hijacked car was Chinese. And so all of these online operatives trying to claim that it's only a rumor that Tamerlan was the naked guy, and it was the driver of the hijacked car. There's no way that guy is Chinese. They've been caught in another flat-out lie, and I'm sure that's why the Senate is holding these closed-door hearings with the FBI, saying, you got us into this mess, you better get us the heck out.
And the result of this is not people being outraged at the disgrace of our legal system. It's hundreds of thousands of idiots chanting USA in the street. It's pathetic.
Well, those idiots chanting USA in the street could very easily have been a rent-a-ruckus crowd. They went out to the local casting agency and said, we just need every non-union extra you've got to come on down and be filmed on TV. We know that kind of thing goes along. I remember back when Cayetano was still governor of the state, and there was a political rally, and this huge crowd standing around cheering him. And right in the middle of his speech, the crowd just leaves and heads for the buses. And one of the reporters said, aren't you going to stay for the rest of the speech? And one of the guys in the crowd said, no, we were only paid up until 2 o'clock. And so
I never thought of that. But I hope so.
Go out and web search Rent a Ruckus. And I got to tell you, from the tone of the phone calls I'm getting, the tone of the emails I'm getting, people are, in fact, outraged over this. They're angry. The anger is almost palpable out there. And anything the media is putting up there to convince you that this is all okay is a fraud. At this point, they're pulling out all the stops. It doesn't matter how much money they have to spend. Doesn't matter how much they have to lie, how many actors they have to hire. You know, it's a full court press to sell this, and it is falling flat on its face.
Well, and they had a story just recently within the last half hour on CNN about how was it possible that the FBI missed the trip to Russia and how they let him slip through his fingers. And the cockamamie, outlandish story that they need to come up with about how he managed to slip through their fingers, I mean, it's Occam's razor. When I hear footprints, I don't think zebras, I think horses. The FBI didn't. They put him there. They let him do it. This was all orchestrated by them.
I absolutely agree. I doubt the FBI did it on their own. Remember when the FBI staged that phony peace riot at Disneyland during Vietnam? The orders came right from the White House itself. The blood of Boston is definitely on the hands of the Obama administration.
And it wouldn't shock me for a bit if they're telling this guy in the hospital, hey, listen, man, we didn't want it to go this way. It just happened. Tell you what, if you just confess, we'll make sure that, you know, you'll slip out someplace. You'll get off easy. They'll never hear about it again. These guys,
they're going to tell him they're going to fake his execution and then send him to live out the rest of his life in some tropical paradise. They probably told Timothy McVeigh exactly the same thing. And by the time Timothy McVeigh realized that he'd been lied to, the needle was already in his arm.
It's the running man. Look at last year's winners, baby. Here they are on an island somewhere traveling. We'll get in the sun.
Another good movie reference there. Nobody had ever actually won. It was all just faked.
Yeah, you can see it a mile away. You knew that this was going to play out this way. I just hope that people finally put a foot down and say, listen, we know you're lying. We know that this is just garbage, and we're not going to believe it. But I don't think it's going to happen.
Well, I think it's already happening. As I said earlier, the U.S. federal government and the FBI and the rest of these hoaxers are dealing with a nation of 300 million people looking for reasons to doubt the official story.
The only way I will consider them not buying it or not letting it go is if somebody somewhere along the line goes to jail.
That's not going to happen. Of course, after this government and banking system collapses, there may be a post-collapse tribunal to drag these people out and make an example of them for future generations. I think that would be a valid exercise in social justice.
Would you
We know this system will never prosecute its own. There are the untouchables, people who are so high up in the intelligence and financial communities, they can't be touched. They can literally get away with murder, and nothing will happen to them.
Would you ever be in favor of truth and reconciliation? Would they basically just come out and say, yes, we're responsible for this, but they can't be held accountable for their actions after the fact?
Yeah, I think I would be okay with that. Because yeah, I'm not bloodthirsty about this. If they would come out and tell the truth, they could still save this nation by coming out, admitting the truth, and saying we're going to basically make changes to take the nation back to being a republic with a truly democratically elected government, and we're going to shut down the Federal Reserve, and we're going to stop propping up Israel and stop all these wars to force the dollar on the rest of the world. If they do that, they could still turn this around and save this country. They're not going to do that, though.
No, yeah, totally agree. I don't care about people, you know, I in this system I do care if people are going to jail, but if they would say, listen, just let us leave, let us take our money and go, we'll turn over the reins, we'll admit to any crimes, just let us get out of here alive. Yeah, that would be
I agree with that, except for the part about letting them take their money. Wouldn't be much point to that. We'll let them take a little bit of it so they can move down to Mexico and live in a little coastal village and go fishing or something like that. But, you know, obviously recovery of the people's money, you know, would be a major, major priority for any incoming government.
Well, and, you know, I honestly think, and I told you this before, I think they've gone too far down the path now where their only option is truly to see this through to its end, because if they
talk
at any part of it, there's going to be, I mean, heads will roll, and I mean that in every sense of the word.
No, you're absolutely right about that, I fear. They've gone too far down this path of fascism and world conquest. They can't stop and say, we were wrong, we'd like to go back to status quo ante, and that's why they're going to go on invading other countries. And we're caught in this really terrible situation where it's almost a race between what's going to happen first, the collapse of the dollar, or an all-out global thermonuclear war. Obviously, I'm in favor of the dollar collapsing first. So are the majority of the readers at whatreallyhappened.com. But we are dealing with a class of people, money junkies, who are perfectly okay, have historically shown the willingness to send hundreds of millions of human beings to painful death and disfigurement to prop up their little paper money scam. And there's no reason to think that they're going to change now.
Yeah, and I don't think they're doing it now for reasons of money and power. I think they're doing it now for reasons of if they don't continue, then their neck is on the line. So it's this very, it is the, you know, rock in a hard place to the nth degree.
Well, I would agree with you about the we have to keep going because we're already committed for the mid-level power structure. But for those at the very top, from their actions, they're still convinced they're going to make this all work because they've been getting away with it for a couple of hundred years now.
Oh, yeah, the high players, the supermen of the conspiracy, this is their Disneyland. They're living in a dream world right now. But for the guys who are just taking their orders, I don't think that they really saw it going this way, and they're scared.
Yeah, they are. They're very, very scared right now. They're scared of you, the American people, taking the red pill and realizing that you live in this matrix of fraudulent terror threats and fraudulent money and, you know, it's all coming apart. Americans are waking up and realizing they're the most lied to people on the face of the earth. The amount of lies the government is throwing at the American people would have put the former Soviet Union to shame.
Yeah, and unfortunately, it's not, you know, Rothschilds and Rockefellers that are out there saying it. It's Bushes and Obamas and, you know, these are the guys out
that's
there.
That's why I use the phrase money junkies. You know, this kind of illness, this money addiction is not confined to any one group of people. It is an addictive process. It can infect anybody at any time. And when we talk about the blueprint for the new America, we need to basically say sociopathy is, in fact, a mental illness that should disqualify people from public office or high corporate executive office. They're mentally ill. Let's put them in a nice little institution. Let them weave baskets or something. But they're mentally ill and should not be placed in positions of power and authority.
And if you want to be able to get a corporate charter, you do need to demonstrate that your corporation is in the better interest of the public, just like we used to do.
Absolutely.
All right, Mike. I'll let you go, buddy.
All right. Thanks an awful lot. Yeah, I'm feeling the anger building out there. And, it's just getting, I'm seeing more and more member stories come in. I'm getting all this stuff. And it's just a flood of information coming in. As I said, the problem the government and the FBI and Israel, in fact, are dealing with is a nation of 300 plus million Americans who are looking for reasons to dismiss the official story. Trust is gone. A government can spend 100 years building the trust of the people, and with one stupid, callous lie, it's destroyed. There's an old saying, trust arrives on foot but departs on horseback. And we can hear the horse's hooves galloping away in the distance. Going to take a break for commercials. Back with our last segment after these words from our sponsors.
Annoying collection calls.
Imagine being free from your debt without settling and with no payment plan, no negotiating or filing bankruptcy, and no attorneys. What if you could eliminate the risk from all your unsecured debt in about 90 days and keep all your money? You can. It's called Zero Debt Guarantee, and it works. There's no other program of its kind on the planet, and we guarantee the results in writing. Call now. 800-477-9256. Let our team of experts provide you with resources to fight back, stop collection calls, and prevent and stop wage garnishments and bank levies. If you're facing foreclosure, we can help. Don't go it alone. Get free information now by calling 800-477-9256. Talk to an expert who has also completed our program. Call 800-477-9256 for free info or go to ZeroDebtGuarantee.com. That's 800-477-9256 or go to ZeroDebtGuarantee.com.
Golden Stag Safaris invites you to hunt in one of Argentina's most beautiful scenarios. Enjoy the quietness of the Pampas and the five-star accommodation lodge. Excellent food and wine included in your stay. All the while hunting big game in the Argentine Valley. An area known for having a wide range of game, excellent trophies, the biggest stags in South America, as well as many other species. All gold medal quality. One-on-one guided hunts, rental guns available with the highest quality scopes in every caliber, Land Rovers for transport, pickup at Buenos Aires Airport, and a private aircraft for charter is all available. Go to www.goldenstagsafaris.com to see photos and for more information. Again, www.goldenstagsafaris.com.
Herbal Healer Spring Sale. 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes. COQ10 with hawthorn, glucosamine chondroitin, sea cucumber, colloidal minerals, Superfam and Super Male Plex, colon enhancer, our top selling liquid, Cal Mag Vitamin D, MSM Sulfur Capsules, and Elderberry Power Capsules. We also offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Free memberships and free online newsletters also available at herbalhealer.com. Herbal Healer has been serving the natural medicine industry for 25 years. This is a company you can count on. Visit herbalhealer.com today. Herbalhealer.com. That's herbalhealer.com.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show. We're almost done with our program today, and I want to go back and recap. This Boston bombing has turned out to be a Charlie Foxtrot. The cover story, the official story, is falling apart. It's crumbling faster than the U.S. Federal Reserve notes. Corporate media is still out there just trying to find any way they can play for sympathy. They're, you know, all these poor injured people, they're waving the bloody shirts so hard, my office walls are now red where they used to be white. And it's not working. We're seeing all these articles coming up all around the world about how there's obviously a problem with this. The biggest single issue right now, of course, was the issue of the naked man. And I was watching CNN live when they reported it, and they said it was Tamerlan, the older brother. And they stripped him naked, and they put him in the police car. Then the next morning we get up, and he's reportedly dead, shot in a shootout with the police, and then run over by his own younger brother. Ooh, the younger brother, he ran over his own. He can't be a decent person. More of that smearing thing. And we have had all these obvious propagandists, including some who are members at the WhatReallyHappened.com website. We've got our infiltrators like everybody else trying to say, oh, it was only a rumor that Tamerlan was the naked guy. It was the driver of the hijacked car. Well, the British press just came out. The driver of the hijacked car was Chinese. And looking at the video of this arrested naked guy and photos of Tamerlan, the face looks the same. More importantly, his muscular physique looks the same. This was a Golden Gloves training boxer, martial artist. He was going to try out for the U.S. Olympic team to compete for the United States. So you don't have a lot of people walking around this country with that kind of a muscular torso. And so now that story is all falling apart. They've let the guy with the rice in. He's gone. He has, the charges have not formally been dismissed, but at this point, that's just pro forma. They're out there, this bombing. And now we have these photographs showing that one of these black and tan operatives who were photographed at the scene was wearing a backpack identical, including this little square patch at the top, little trademark, that contained one of the bombs. And photos after the bombing show him without the backpack. Nobody's arrested him or interrogated him. It's just all been, oh, it's these two guys, these two Muslims, we've got to blame them. And they were claiming they had video showing them planting the bombs and leaving. Now it turns out that video never existed. The bombs were supposedly in black backpacks. The younger brother's backpack was white. You can see it in the pictures. So my concern, and I'm going to close the show with, when they get into a situation where the cover story is collapsing, like TWA 800, their next move will be an even bigger incident, a bigger bang, more blood, more shock, so the media can drop this story and move on like they did with the Olympic Park bombing. That's going to be the next thing, because there's no other way to salvage this propaganda disaster. That's it for our show. We're going to head on out of here. We'll be back tomorrow on the Republic Broadcasting Network. Please share what you know with everyone you know. Spread the word about Republic Broadcasting and WhatReallyHappened.com. This is a fight for the future of our nation, whether we're going to remain we the people or we're going to be slaves permanently to the money junkies. It is that serious. And the first side that makes a mistake could trigger a nuclear war. We'll be back here tomorrow. Aloha, America.